Iran's president says Tehran is ready for negotiations with the West, provided that there are no preconditions. Hassan Rouhani says talks should be based on mutual respect and equal footing. He also said Iran's rights, including its nuclear and enrichment rights, need to be respected. Iran parades its latest military defense hardware in an event marking the anniversary of an 8-year war with Iraq. The solid fuel missiles, said Jil and Qadr, were among the many items rolled out in the parade here in Tehran. The domestically built missiles can hit targets as far away as 2,000 kilometers. Twin bomb blasts in northwestern Pakistan have left over 60 people dead. The terrorist attacks targeted a Christian church in the city of Peshawar. Scores more were injured in the explosions, many of them children. So far, there's been no claim of responsibility. At least 7 people have been killed in a fresh U.S. drone attack in northwestern Pakistan. Local sources say 4 missiles were fired at houses in North Waziristan. This is the 19th U.S. airstrike in Pakistan since the start of 2013. More than 100 people have lost their lives in the air raids this year. New footage shows U.S. police beating and arresting students at the City University of New York. The students were protesting against the former CIA chief David Petraeus becoming a professor at their university. The students have been charged with riot, disorderly conduct, and obstruction of governmental administration. Voting is underway in Germany's general elections. Over 60 million people are eligible to elect the lower house of parliament, which will then choose the next chancellor. So far, opinion polls show Chancellor Angela Merkel's conservative bloc is leading. Initial results will start coming out at 1600 GMT. A Chinese court has sentenced the former politician Bo Xilai to life in prison. The court found him guilty of bribery, embezzlement, and abuse of power. Bo was removed from office last year amid charges that he used his position to cover up the killing of a British man by his wife. The death toll from Mexico's devastating floods and landslides has passed 100. Authorities say another 68 people still missing are feared dead. Storms Ingrid and Manuel affected much of the country. An estimated 200,000 people were left homeless, and nearly 60,000 were evacuated in the wake of those storms.